VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. All passengers are feared dead after an American Airlines jet carrying 60 passengers and four crew members and a U.S. Army helicopter with three soldiers on board collided midair late Wednesday. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara has the story.
Emergency personnel, including divers, worked through the night in the frigid water of the Potomac River near the Reagan Washington National Airport where the wreckage fell. President Donald Trump offered condolences and speculated on the cause of the crash in remarks to White House reporters Thursday.
We do not know what led to this crash, but we have some very strong opinions and ideas.
Trump blamed diversity policies in the Federal Aviation Administration under his predecessors Barack Obama and Joe Biden.
A group within the FAA, another story, determined that the workforce was too white, that they had concerted efforts to get the administration to change that and to change it immediately.
He said the collision should have been prevented. Shortly before the crash, an air traffic controller asked the helicopter if it could see the plane. Officials say dozens of bodies have been pulled from the icy water. The crash is the first major crisis for Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, who was just sworn in Wednesday.
We are going to take responsibility at the Department of Transportation and the FAA to make sure we have the reforms that have been dictated by President Trump.
And for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who said the soldiers were on a training flight and wearing night vision goggles when the crash happened.
The military does dangerous things. It does routine things on the regular basis. Tragically, last night, a mistake was made.
The crash is the deadliest air disaster in the United States since November of 2001. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News at the White House.
This is VOA.